Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. We have a winter weather advisory for tomorrow. Otherwise, for this Monday, becoming partly sunny, mid-30s. Winds will be from the north at around 5 miles an hour. Tonight, cloudy skies, scattered snow showers overnight in the upper 20s. For tomorrow, wintry mix, snow showers in the mid-30s. Tomorrow night, we'll continue the wintry mix, some rain, freezing rain, 22, Wednesday, partly sunny. Right now, it's 21.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. Good Monday. The Sunflower State working through the details of exactly who will be eligible for coronavirus vaccines in exactly what order as it concentrates on giving shots mostly to healthcare workers this month. Kansas Governor Laura Kelly told leaders of the legislature last week that the vaccines have gone mostly to healthcare workers. That group also includes employees in state prisons. The governor said vaccines could go almost exclusively to healthcare workers into mid-January, but also suggested some doses already have made it to nursing homes. Kelly told the Topeka Capital Journal in an interview that prison inmates are to get vaccinated before the general public because they're in congregate housing. A major winter storm on track for the Sunflower State. However, it's expected to bring a wintry mix to Kansas, with the majority of the snowfall being confined to the northwest part of the state. Morning commute for tomorrow morning could be a little dicey statewide. Mid-America Network News.
It's not just the end of a year, it's the end of 2020. And Rusty at Ford says, let's ring in 2021 a little early with just $21 down on every new Ford in stock. Plus, you still get discounts up to $14,000 off every new 2020 and 2021 F-150, Explorer, Expedition, and more. Not one truck, not just two SUVs. Every new Ford in stock. Before we put this year behind us, you should put just $21 down on your next Ford and get discounts up to $14,000. If you don't buy your new Ford with just $21 down, you paid too much. So if you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. RustyXFord.com.
One northeast Kansas county moving jury trials to a building on its fairgrounds to allow for better social distancing amid the pandemic. The Lawrence Journal World reports that the plan is for jury trials in Douglas County to resume January 11th at the Florey Meeting Hall. The space is big enough that the 14 chairs of the jury box can be distanced from one another. Witnesses who testify will wear plastic face shields instead of masks so that jurors can see their faces, but so that there will still be protection from respiratory droplets. Authorities say a fleeing motorist caused a crash that left two people dead. Police say they responded around 1:40 Friday afternoon to the report of a stolen vehicle spotted by its owner. Police tried to stop the stolen vehicle, but the driver took off, striking a police vehicle. The driver then ran a stop sign and struck another vehicle, killing both people inside. Police said two suspects fled on foot. One was taken into custody. The Kansas Highway Patrol is investigating the crash. Mid-America Network News.
Deserves a beautiful home. Duzine Enterprises can give you that. With an interior designer on staff, you'll be able to choose flooring and furnishings that coordinate gorgeously with your lifestyle and personal style. Choose from a modern selection of carpet, luxury vinyl, laminate flooring, and tile, all put in by our certified installers. Get your beautiful home today. Call Duzine Enterprises in Washington.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Good Monday. The number of people hospitalized with coronavirus in Nebraska is roughly half of the record of 987 set back on the 20th of November. The state says 503 people were hospitalized with COVID-19 on Saturday, which was down slightly from 505 the day before. That number is down significantly from last month's peak, but it remains more than twice as high as it was at the start of October. Nebraska reported just 175 new virus cases on Saturday to give the state a total of 161,337 cases, but the Nebraska testing sites were closed on Christmas Day. The state also reported 1,559 deaths total linked to the virus. The next round of winter weather is set to hit Nebraska tonight into tomorrow morning. Snow and ice, the potentials. I'm Rick Averett with your Monday Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
My part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. My training helps me at work when I lead by example. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my community and those I care about safe from threats. Learn more about how you, too, can live and serve part-time close to home by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Kansas Army National Guard. Aired by the Kansas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioners last Monday released the site map for the Irish Creek Wind Farm with 108 turbine sites proposed, along with 15 alternates in southeast Marshall County. That map is posted on the Marshall County website, available at the courthouse and Frankfort City Hall. Commissioners have 30 days from last Monday to accept or reject the plan. A two-week comment period for the public would put the matter on the January 4th agenda for consideration. It was noted that none of the turbines are located within 1,000 feet of any residence. As to whether any additional turbines would be considered, the wind farm attorney said that none would be presented from NextEra for the next 5 years. He could not speak as to any other company proposals. In response to citizen concerns for an extended comment period, it was noted the January 4th deadline would allow flexibility for commissioners if significant concerns were raised in the interim. The Marshall Wind Farm check in the amount of $300,000 for the year has been received. Commissioners voting to approve an appropriation of $10,000 to Guitard Township, $5,000 to Rock Township, and the remaining $285,000 to the Special Road and Bridge Fund. A six-month lease extension for use of the Frankfort Nutrition site was approved. Washington County Commissioners meeting last Monday made no decision as to opting out of the mask mandate after a discussion that brought forward a number of comments. Noting that COVID numbers were trending and remained low and did not spike after Thanksgiving, it was noted the Christmas holidays may present changes. A mandate from the governor effective since November 25th remains in place, although it was observed that local businesses remained flexible. It was reported that several texts were received by commissioners at Monday's meeting in opposition to continuing the mandate. The county health nurse had recommended continuation of a mask mandate and will be consulted, along with the county attorney, as to wording of a proposal that might be considered at the next meeting. Approval was given for a 4% pay raise for Washington County employees effective in January, for all full, part-time, and seasonal workers, matching a 4% increase last year. Benefits and paid holidays provided were emphasized in discussion regarding an initial proposal for a 5% increase, which would well outpace the expected cost of living. Closing the landfill on Saturdays for the winter was recommended, with Washington County Commissioners indicating this was a service the county requires. No decision to change was made. Nemahal County Commissioners meeting last week was mostly routine business. June A. Elsie, age 97, of Hollenburg, passed away Wednesday. Graveside service is planned Tuesday, 2 p.m. at the Fairbury City Cemetery. Visitation Monday, 3 until 6, at the Ward Funeral Home in Washington, in charge of arrangements for June Elsie. Daryl L. Newhart, age 63, of Seneca, formerly of the Waterville Blue Rapids area, passed away December 20th. Visitation Sunday, 1 until 3 at the Popkus Memorial Chapel in Seneca. A memorial service is planned at a later date in Pennsylvania. Popkus Mortuary of Seneca in charge of arrangements for Daryl Newhart. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, baked fish, cornbread, hash browns, Scandinavian blend, and pineapple. Tomorrow, sloppy joes, sweet potato fries, green beans, and peaches. E&DY News Time 7:13.
Like a young boy turns to daddy to swing a bat and ride a bike. Like a young girl turns to mommy to brush her hair just right. Like the wisdom in grandfather's eyes, the perfect gift that grandma buys for the love.
selection, value, and service from Cornerstone Monument, Home, Kansas.
Go full speed ahead. Valley Technologies wishes you a happy new year. If your family received new internet-connected devices as holiday gifts, such as tablets, laptops, and smartphones, you may need a new internet plan as well. Upgrading to faster internet will enable you to use many devices simultaneously without experiencing slowdowns or buffering. Call 877-876-1228 to start the new year with new internet. Service availability and speed depend on location.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Quiet weather for this Monday, but we do have a low pressure system coming out of the southwest that will move across the central into the east central parts of the United States, bringing some wintry weather across that area. Looks like we'll start to see cloud cover late tonight with some scattered snow during the overnight hours. Wintry mix and snow showers for tomorrow, continuing into tomorrow night into Wednesday, in which we'll see some accumulation across the central and east central parts of the Midwest. This system will finally move out Thursday, and we're going to see mostly sunny skies with temperatures in the 20s and into the 30s. So across the area, winter weather advisory for tomorrow, otherwise becoming partly sunny for this Monday, mid-30s. Tonight, cloudy skies, scattered snow showers overnight in the upper 20s. For tomorrow, wintry mix and snow showers, mid-30s, and tomorrow night will continue the wintry mix. That's your forecast. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Average high temperature, late December 40, record high in the state 70. The average low 18, the record low is 12 below zero. Sunrise this morning, 7:46. Sunset this evening at 5:12. Clear skies ahead of sunrise, 24 degrees. Winds are calm this morning. We'll keep an eye on a developing approaching winter storm, developing Tuesday into Wednesday. At this point, a couple inches accumulation along the Kansas-Nebraska border likely. A mix of precipitation points south. That may be an off-and-on event, changing and transitioning throughout the day Tuesday into Wednesday. May create some travel hazards. We'll keep you advised. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Monday, the 28th of December. KNDY News Time 716. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Here's your drinks. Have a supersonic day.
Nick, in the morning, you don't even speak full words, you know?
Yeah.
I'm like, hey, Nick, and you're just like, oh.
I don't look forward to any other drink like I do my morning drink.
Sonic's Morning Drink Stop. Large drinks for 99 cents and large specialty drinks for $1.49 before 10 a.m. For contactless ordering and payment, order ahead in the Sonic app. Tax not included. See menu for details for a limited time only at participating Sonic drive-ins. Mobile ordering available only at select locations.
The pack keep rolling and the race for the NFC least tightens. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. Even the snowy confines of Lambeau Field couldn't cool off the Packers' high-octane offense Sunday night.
Dylan Malone setback. And Rodgers takes quick throw, right side, Devontae over the shoulder, end zone, it is a touchdown!
The call on WTMJ, Aaron Rodgers would connect with Devontae Adams for three of his four touchdown passes. Green Bay cruises to a 40-14 victory over the Titans, their fifth straight victory. Hope suddenly springs for the Cowboys in the race for the NFC East title.
Dalton back, throws it down the right side, over the top for Lamb at the 30, to the 20, on the run to the end zone!
On 105.3, The Fan, Dallas shut out the Eagles 17-0 in the second half en route to a 37-17 win. The Cowboys can clinch the division with a win over the Giants and a loss by Washington next week. In the AFC, a second-half surge helped the Steelers snap out of a three-game slump.
Shotgun snap. He pumps, throws it down the middle of the field. That's Juju Smith-Schuster pulling it in for the Steelers' go-ahead touchdown.
On WDVE, Ben Roethlisberger threw three second-half touchdowns as the Steelers erased a 17-point deficit to stun the Colts 28-24. Pittsburgh also wrapped up the AFC North Division title with the win. In the AFC, the road to Tampa runs through the defending champs.
They keep Kaiser in the block. Now he releases. Mahomes throws for the end zone. The pass caught. Wide open touchdown. Kansas City. DeMarcus Robinson on a deep post.
On 101, the Fox. After being held in check throughout most of the game, Patrick Mahomes' touchdown pass to DeMarcus Robinson and a missed field goal by the Falcons sealed the Chiefs' 17-14 win. Kansas City clinched the AFC's top seed, a first-round bye, and home field advantage throughout the playoffs. This is Rich Cantu, ABC.
Let Rockwell Shoe Repair bring new life back to your favorite shoes or boots. Dennis can replace soles and heels and also does leather repair and installs zippers. Drop by the shop Monday through Friday, 8 till 5, behind the house at 1200 Walnut in Marysville. Rockwell Shoe Repair, phone 562-7270.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. Last week, the head of an anti-meat extremist group posed as the CEO of a major pork producer during a national TV interview. The National Pork Producers Council says the conversation contained outrageous and false claims about the U.S. pork industry and challenges it faced during COVID-19. Pork producer president Howard A.V. Roth had a sharp response to that interview. He said taking advantage of the Black Swan event to drive an anti-meat, anti-livestock agriculture agenda is reprehensible. He said the radical extremist groups who typically work shrouded in secrecy and false identities, frequently by breaking the law, are only able to propagate their false narratives by fooling journalists and posing as credible sources. Now, despite the enormous challenges of 2020, Rose said hundreds of thousands of committed farmers and others employed in the pork production remain dedicated to keeping Americans and consumers around the world supplied with affordable, nutritious protein. He said COVID-19 has caused record number of Americans to be food insecure. He said U.S. pork producers proud to help feed those in need, and the extremist groups should be ashamed of their stunts. Apparently, there is no low point for their actions. China imported a record amount of corn in November, giving rise to optimism that prices may get into the longest rally since 1988. China bought 12 times more corn last month than in 2019. Customs data shows that for the first 11 months of 2020, imports more than doubled to 9 million tons, passing China's World Trade Organization commitment of 7.2 million tons for the first time in history. The surge in corn imports pushed the overall Chinese grain price higher, and officials with the Chinese Ag Ministry said the Southeast Asian country has boosted imports in other feed grains like barley and DDGS. That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Ag News from Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Craig Mead. Merry Christmas, happy holidays to you and yours from all of us at Mid-America Ag Network. Of course, agriculture doesn't take a vacation. Shale Shagum, USDA livestock analyst, has some of the key numbers that were released in Wednesday's USDA quarterly hogs and pigs report.
The number of hogs and pigs on December 1st was 77.5 million head, which was down about 1% from a year ago. Producers kept just under 6.3 million head for breeding, which was about 3% below a year ago, with the number of market hogs at 71.2 million head, which was 1% below a year ago. The September-November pig crop was 35 million head, which was down 1% from a year ago. Producers farrowed just under 3.2 million head of sows during September-November, which was down 1% below a year ago.
That's Shale Shagum, USDA livestock analyst. In other news, like a lot of other ag events, the Commodity Classic will be going virtual in 2021 due to the restrictions brought on by COVID-19. America's largest farmer-led, farmer-focused agricultural and educational experience will be coming right to farms across the country in a digital format on March 2nd through the 5th, 2021. Commodity Classic organizers say, quote, "While we are all disappointed that we won't be together in San Antonio this year, the 2021 special edition will continue to provide the education and experiences you've come to expect from the Commodity Classic," end quote. Those events, of course, include educational sessions, top thought leaders in agriculture, new technology and innovations, online networking opportunities with fellow farmers, and a lot more. Happy holidays to you and yours from Mid-America Ag Network.
It's time again for Farming America. I'm Steve Alexander with information about the world's most important industry. It is agriculture, of course. This is the final week of Farming America, not only for this year, but for good. More about that later. But I hope you had a Merry Christmas, and I will continue our Christmas on the Farm long ago. after this.
Your best defense against breast cancer is a mammogram. I'm Dr. Sandy Goldberg, a breast cancer survivor and founder of a Silver Lining Foundation. And early detection saved my life. Are you uninsured? Are you underinsured? Are you a survivor and need follow-up testing? Feel like you have nowhere to turn? Times are tough, but getting a mammogram shouldn't be. Call us at 312-345-1322. A Silver Lining Foundation is here to help.
Part of what my late father, Clarence Lebsack, wrote in 1977 about Christmas years ago was that one of the events of Christmas Eve before going to church was the reading of the Christmas story from the Bible by Father. Then we were all bundled up in warm clothes and driven to church. The earliest Christmas that I can remember was about 1919 or 1920. Church at that time was held in a one-room schoolhouse about 8 miles from where we lived.
Yes, it was. Small, too.
That's my dad's sister, Leona Steinmetz, the fifth of 10 children, the second oldest of the girls. My dad wrote that at the church program, we each received our bag of candy with a popcorn ball or an orange. I'm sure we would have gotten a bag of goodies anyway, but we were threatened with going home empty-handed if we did not memorize our Christmas piece and present it properly before the critical parent audience.
That I remember. How we had to practice at home and practice. That went on, we thought, forever.
That's Aunt Leona. Back to Dad's memory. When I mentioned reciting properly, this included walking on stage quickly and softly, clear your throat, bow, recite faultlessly, bow, and then return to your seat without giggling.
How could you help it?
And if you did not bow before reciting, you were reprimanded on the spot, and by then, you'd forgotten what you were supposed to say.
The verses we had to memorize and then get up in front in church and speak these verses, and they were in German, and we did not understand what the words meant. We just repeated them.
Was that kind of nerve-wracking?
Oh, yes. It was very nerve-wracking. It really was.
More memories from Christmas on the farm long ago, including that those cows never took the day off.
I know when I got old enough to do chores, we always had to milk cows, whether it was Christmas or not. But on Christmas, too, we had to be sure those cows got milked.
My Aunt Rachel Shoopy. This was originally broadcast several years ago. Both Aunt Rachel and Aunt Leona have since passed away. Each lived well into their 90s and were the last of those 10 Lebsack children. More Christmas on the Farm memories from long ago tomorrow. Back after this.
Planning for the future includes accounting for the present. Crop insurance protection assures that your farming operation will withstand the variabilities of weather and potential disaster. Rely on the coverage that crop insurance provides. And rely on Linda Schmitz with Linda's Insurance Agency for the experience and personal service that she offers. Call today and update your crop insurance options. That's Linda's Insurance Agency, 1507 Broadway in Marysville.
Farming America is a presentation of the Nexstar Media Group. I'm Steve Alexander.
Good morning from Dennis Henricks at Dietra 77 Livestock. It's a Monday. Hey, we've got a 10 o'clock start, got a good run of cattle, and hey, let's get after it here today. In the markets last week, they quoted $1.10 on a few at cash market, $1.72 on the carcass. Really sketchy to get results. Started out weak and then had some spotted $1.10 and $1.72. So we could round up that synopsis with that's the right way to go. On the market here today, like we said, 10 o'clock start, high noon will be the hay sale, and we have right now 14 second cut square alfalfa. There's 60 alfalfa squares, their third cut, 10 prairie in the yard, and there is 30 rice straw. In the round alfalfa, two of them, fourth cut, weighing 1,800. Round alfalfa, there's 10, third cut, to weigh 1,815. Another round of alfalfa, 22, third cut, weigh 1,650. Round alfalfa, 11, second cut, weigh 1,756. Round alfalfa, 5, fourth cut. There is 14 round corn stalks, guys. They weigh 1592. Round mixed grass, there's 34. Round bales, then in the round brome, there is 10, weighing 1432. We've got a great set of feeder cattle here today. So they're at 12:30. We'll get right to the feeder cattle at 12 o'clock noon. We do have one black-white-faced cow-calf family. She's 3-year-old with black-white-faced 11-15 heifer calf. That calf would be Tronic breeding. That is out of the Epistate, along with 4 black-white-faced open heifers or yearlings. They will weigh 1,000 pounds out of the Don Epp Estate. Moving on to the feeder cattle, the first group is the only one that's no wean. Everything else wean preconditioned and ready to go. 8 black steer and heifers coming off the cow. They weigh 500 to 600. The Wallman cattle out of Adams. 5 black steers, yearling 750 to 800. The Barron's cattle out of Milford. 6 black steer and heifers are going to be 600. They're the Castle cattle out of Dorchester. 20 Angus Jersey Cross steer and heifers weighing 550. Meyer Dairy at Roca. Deconing cattle out of Pawnee City. 38 black steer and heifers are going to weigh 600 to 800. 20 black steer and heifers weighing 600. Hike Brink out of Adams. 10 black and red steer and heifers, they are going to be 600 pounders. Bob Harden out of Wymore. 20 black and red steer and heifers, 4 to 475. Clint Mahoney at Tecumseh. 21 black and red steer and heifers, 450 to 600. Clayton Schartz Steiner. 40 black steer and heifers are going to weigh 5 to 600. Chad Wilson at Bennett. Out of Unadilla, 25 black steer and heifers weighing 550 to 650. 6 black crossbred steer and heifers are going to weigh 600 to 700. The Weiss cattle out of Adams, 40 head black steer and heifers, 550, 600. Dave Zimmerman at Barnston. 20 black baldy steers are going to weigh 550 to 650. Kim Thornburg at Pickerel. 34 black baldy reputation type heifers are going to be the Dave Straube heifers out of Tecumseh. They're going to weigh 6 to 650. Triple F out of Beatrice, 35 black steers, 5 to 700. Bus Boom at Cortland, 85 black and red steer and heifers, 550, 700. Christian Farms out of Steiner, 15 black steers are going to weigh 800. The Schmidt cattle out of Beatrice, 15 black steers weighing 700. 8 Hereford Heifer yearlings, 7 to 750. Broning out of Bennett. Myburn out of Oquito, 21 black baldy, 5 to 600 pound steer and heifers. Joe Gear out of Steiner, 44 black and red heifers, 550. Landwehr cattle out of Lorton, 23 black steer and heifers, weighing 7 to 800. Mike King at Nebraska City, 25 black steer and heifers, 6 to 700. Eugene Busboom out of Cortland, 28 black steer and heifers, weighing 5 to 600. Chris Mines at Wymore, 10 black and red steer and heifers, 450 to 500. Laughlin Angus Crab Orchard, 35 black steers, 550 to 700. Hudson out of Union, 20 black steer and heifers, 4 1/4, 675. Eltisti at Tecumseh, 12 black and red steer and heifers, weighing 4 to 600. 9 black-white-face, red-white-face steer and heifers, weighing 5 to 600. Bargain out in Nebraska City. Eisenhower out of Cook, 10 black char cross steer and heifers, weighing 550 to 650. Al Warlick at Syracuse, 20 black steer and heifers, weighing 6 to 700. Really a good, high-quality sale, folks. Good kind of cattle. So come and see us. We appreciate your business. Give us a call. Tanya, Rick, or Denny at 223-3571. Please write her down. Thursday, January 7th at 11 a.m., that is the Bred Cow, Bred Heifer First Calf Sale, guys, starting at 11 a.m. that Thursday, including 215 AI Bred Heifers, 300 head of Bull Bred Heifers. We do have the Weedle 60 head complete dispersal of 3 to 9-year-old Bred Cows, along with 177 3 to 8-year-old Bred Cows calving February through March. 7 cow-calf families, 4 to 6-year-old with calves at side. So really super nice sale, January 7th, 11 a.m., Beatrice 77 Livestock. Thanks for the business. Happy New Year to all. And keep in mind, you can certainly go online for all the markets, the consignments, the auctioneers page, or turn on the video at Beatrice 77. KEDY.net.
7:34 from KEDY, 24 degrees this morning. Middle 30s on a high today with an approaching winter storm developing Tuesday into Wednesday. We'll keep you advised.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Good Monday. Patrick Mahomes threw a 25-yard touchdown pass to DeMarcus Robinson with just under 2 minutes. Then the Kansas City Chiefs watched as Pro Bowl kicker Younghoe Koo missed the tying field goal with 9 seconds left to give them a 17-14 win over the Atlanta Falcons and the number one seed in the AFC playoffs. The 14-1 Chiefs won their NFL record 7th-straight 1 possession game and matched a franchise record with their 10th straight win. The 4-11 Falcons lost by 6 points or fewer for the 7th time this season. The Music City Bowl between Missouri and Iowa that was set for this Wednesday has been canceled due to COVID-19 issues. The game in Nashville, Tennessee is the second bowl called off since the postseason lineup was set on December 20th, joining the Gasparilla Bowl. I'm Rick Averett with a look at Monday, Kansas Sports on the Mid-America Network.
An average person breathes about 25,000 times a day, so incorrect breathing may have real detrimental effects. We take a closer look on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The Voice of Agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories.